An Anchorage conference room hosted an unusual meeting yesterday. Lieutenant Governor Byron Mallott gathered a cross-section of Alaskans to brainstorm paths forward on climate change. Representatives from the oil and gas and mining industries joined environmentalists and local community leaders to spitball solutions. Rachel Waldholtz from Alaska's Energy Desk listened in.
About 35 people sat around tables in a conference room at the Dena'ina Center in downtown Anchorage. Giant notepads on easels waited to receive their thoughts, each with a label: adaptation, mitigation, research, and response. Lieutenant Governor Byron Mallott opened the meeting, and he jumped right in.
And I don't need to emphasize here that climate change is real.
He called it a generational challenge, one that will affect the children and grandchildren of everyone in the room.
Because there is no stopping what is happening.
As participants gathered in groups to brainstorm, the state's contradictions were on full display. Alaska is an oil state that sits on the front lines of climate change. The room included people who depend on oil for their livelihood and those coping with the impacts of climate change on the ground, represented at the same table, sometimes by the same person. Joshua Kindred pointed out that paradox. He's with the Alaska Oil and Gas Association, the industry's main advocate in the state. Kindred said the word that comes to mind when he thinks about trying to address climate change is quixotic.
We're a state that produces 500,000 barrels a day on a planet that consumes almost 100 million barrels a day. So a lot of times when we talk about things like reducing our carbon footprint or what we can do at a local level, I think we have to acknowledge the fact that we have a very limited control to change the long-term path of climate change. So how do we advocate on a global level?
Sitting across from him, Karen Pletnikoff said she sees a big role for industry in Alaska. Pletnikoff represents the Aleutian Pribilof Islands Association, which is working with communities to plan for climate impacts.
I think your specific industry has a wonderful opportunity to do a lot to protect the environment by preventing methane escapes in the north.
Across the room, former Lieutenant Governor Mead Treadwell argued that action on climate change doesn't have to threaten oil production. He said he's hopeful new technology might emerge to capture carbon emissions and suggested Alaska should be at the forefront of carbon capture and sequestration.
I think the joke's going to be on those who think oil and gas is going to go away. I think we have to be part of trying to make sure oil and gas are clean. We've done a pretty good job with oil and gas over the last 30 years. And if carbon's a new problem, let's figure out a way to get it out of it. But it doesn't mean kill it.
Joel Niemeyer with the Federal Denali Commission raised the issue of Alaska villages that may have to abandon their current sites because of climate change. Niemeyer said the state needs to make up its mind and declare a position, whether Alaska favors relocating whole villages to new sites or just moving individual families into cities, which is much cheaper.
If the state of Alaska is about relocating villages and not relocating families,
right,
that would be,
that'd be a good thing to know.
I think it'd be a good thing to know.
Niemeyer said ultimately relocation is out of the state's hands. It will come down to whether Congress is willing to loosen the federal purse strings.
Now, would they consider it? Yeah. Will they actually adopt it in the end?
Would they pay for it?
Yeah. Will they pay for it?
Yes.
Ultimately, that's what it comes down to.
That voice asking, will they pay for it? That's Admiral Tom Barrett, the head of Alyeska, which operates the Trans-Alaska Pipeline. And exchanges like that between the oil industry and people working with communities in the path of climate change were the whole purpose of the meeting. The governor's office plans to use the brainstorming session to develop its climate action plan, which it aims to release later this year. From Alaska's Energy Desk, I'm Rachel Waldholtz in Anchorage.